Exclusive, AFP's Hannah Anderson, Trump anti-fraud efforts should be bipartisan win but Democrats still attacking admin over cutting illegal aliens from Medicaid. By Sean Moran on April 19, 2026. America First Policy Institute, AFPI. Senior Director of Policy Hannah Anderson told Breitbart News Saturday that the Trump administration's anti-fraud efforts should be the administration's biggest bipartisan win, except that Democrats have continued to attack the administration over cutting illegal aliens from Medicaid. Anderson spoke to Breitbart News Saturday as the America First Policy Institute on Tuesday will release a new paper outlining massive fraud in Medicaid. She explained that many benefit programs are set up to be exploited by fraudsters. She explained on Breitbart News Saturday, "You and I and so many Americans have been so disturbed at the level of fraud that is rampant in Medicaid, child care, and autism programs, SNAP, and everything else. It's systemic because these are systems that are set up to support the kind of fraud that we're seeing. There's no checks on who can get it, why they're getting it, and the criminals who are taking advantage of the system. We're coming out with this massive report on Tuesday that not only exposes some of the fraud that's been happening but the regulations and requirements that have never been followed by many states, and blue state governors to really allow criminals from Estonia and Somalia and all of these other countries that hate us to take advantage of our healthcare systems, which are intended to help the most vulnerable. Those are America's poor children, and take advantage of that and send that money back to their home countries, funneling to these crime rings and cartels. I think what we're seeing is to the extent billions and billions of taxpayer dollars of fraud," she added. Anderson added that the paper outlines areas where states and the federal government can interact to ensure that officials can crack down on fraud. She said that states should be able to communicate with each other. So if a healthcare provider commits fraud in one state, then the fraudster cannot go try the same scam again in another state. She also noted that California allowed illegal aliens to use its Medicaid program, Medi-Cal. Anderson said the Big Beautiful Bill moved to stop allowing illegal aliens to benefit from federal taxpayer programs. She said the Trump administration's anti-fraud efforts should be a massive bipartisan win, considering that it would ensure the financial longevity of the country's welfare system. Anderson said, "This is why it's so embarrassing for some members of the Congress. Because this should be the biggest bipartisan win that this administration has seen, which is we have now a bipartisan effort to tackle fraud. Except we can't say that because it's been a one-sided effort. It's the Republicans in Congress who are going after and saying we have fraud. It's the Republicans in Congress saying that we have to protect the safety net." She added, "Why isn't this bipartisan? I don't know, but you heard all of these Democrats on the Hill say the day and the day before attacking Secretary Kennedy for all of his alleged Medicaid cuts. Did you hear his response? He said that they were illegal immigrants, that's who we cut from the program.